Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Back to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast, a space where the healing, liberation, and well-being of Black women is centered and prioritized. My name is Bree Mitchell, and I am not only the host of the show, I'm also the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care, as well as a self-care advocate. Here, I share tips, thoughts, and conversations that are cultivated to pour into your self-care cup. I'm so glad you're here. Let's go ahead and get into today's episode. Hey, welcome back. So, busy weekend, right? Right. Let's go ahead and dive into this episode. I'm going to be talking about, and I'm just going to be sharing my truth. Okay, so this is kind of like my confessions episode, if you will, because I am going to be sharing a little, I guess, kind of a confession. It's not like a major big deal, but it is my truth. And, you know, I share things because that is what this podcast is all about. It's really about me just kind of figuring my way by means of my faith and self-care and all those things, so that I can live well. And if I can share some of the things I've experienced, share some of the things that I've said and done, that, and they can help you not to necessarily go through the same things I've gone through, I mean, that's why I share. That's a part of why I share. I realize that sometimes we gotta go through some stuff, y'all. And it might take 5 times, 15 times, 72 times, 153 times, until you finally get whatever that lesson is that keeps coming around and coming around like a boomerang. Because, yeah, girl, I've that's the story of my life, okay? That is the story of my life. So I do have a share, because I wanted to talk about just kind of like avoidance and how I was avoiding things in my life and some truths that I had to come to, right? So before I do that, a couple of quick things or a few quick housekeeping. I can't even talk. Blah. Housekeeping things, all right? Up first and of the utmost priority, as you, I'm sure you know or may or may not know, Haiti did have an earthquake over the weekend, and it was massive. I don't know how many hundreds of lives were lost. The last time I checked, it was definitely over 200, if I'm not mistaken. And my heart and it just goes out to everyone that survived, and not only survived, but surely, or in a lot of cases, lost a loved one. Like, I just can't even imagine. And so, and this is one of the reasons why I try not to do the news too much, because I get so easily attached to the stories I read. If a child goes missing and I happen to see it on Facebook, I'm just like wondering what's going on. If someone was murdered, the poor people that lost their lives in Florida, what was that, like 3 or 4 weeks ago, when the condo, or the I don't think it was a hotel, it was a condo, collapsed just out of nowhere. Like, that kind of stuff, it just sticks with me. And so I realized that for me, like, just being, like, having access to the news all the time is not necessarily great for my mental health, because I do become attached to the stories.
But in any case, I did see that there was the earthquake in Haiti, and like I said, my heart definitely goes out. I did some research over the weekend to see how I could help financially. And so I came across two organizations that you may want to check out for yourself in case you're not familiar. One is Doctors Without Borders, and the other one was helpforhaiti.org. So if you're considering donating, I encourage you to check those two resources out. They seem to be on the up and up and reputable, excuse me. So I wanted to mention that. And then also CNN provided a link with about 15 resources that you may want to consider if you wanted to see what other types of organizations were helping our people in Haiti. So I will put the link to that CNN, I guess, list in the show notes, all right? So that was number one. What was number two? I probably should have put this on a list, huh? Number two, in lighter news, on Sunday, it was National Relaxation Day, which was a holiday. And funny enough, this holiday was launched or created in 1985 by a fourth grader. I want to know what this fourth grader was going through. His name was Sean. What this fourth grader was going through that he just said, you know what? Not today, Linda. I need a day of relaxation because this is just getting out of control. And I am making light of it, of course, because it sounds really cute that a fourth grader would have this. But yeah, so National Relaxation Day was on Sunday. I hope that you were able to do something that really was relaxing for you, body, mind, and soul. And I realized I didn't mention this on social media, and I could have made a post saying, hey, it's National Relaxation Day, but y'all, I could not do another thing. Like, this weekend, I just took some time for myself. I mean, I did do some work on Saturday, but it's like, the irony of me being the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care is that I still have to make myself rest. Like, I don't just tell you, oh, do these self-care things and be on your way. That's not what it is. Because self-care is not a one and done. And I have to be very intentional about taking care of myself. I really, really do. And so that's why you didn't, like, I wish that I could, like, post all the things, like, tell you about every single holiday, every single, you know, social justice, like just tell you about everything going on in the world, how we can fight this and change that and heal this. But I'm just one person, and I have to remember that. I cannot do all the things. Just like I'm telling you, or I tell you, for those of you that ladies have been riding with me for a time now or a season now, I say the same things to you. Like, you cannot do all the things. You can't. You will literally burn yourself out trying to do all the things, right? Especially if you're not making time for yourself. That is the fastest way to burn out. So I have to tell myself that too. Like, I can't be on top of all the things. Like, until I get a team, like, you're listening to someone that literally does everything for Brown Girl Self-Care. So I do the podcast. I upload the podcast. I do the show notes. I create and send the emails. I create the graphics. I think of what to say on those graphics. I update social media. I update Facebook. I answer emails, right? Like, I plan activities. I create the t-shirt designs. Like, I'm doing all the things. And I'm not saying that so that you can be like, oh my God, pity Bree. Oh my gosh, she's so amazing. Pity her. That is not it at all. But I say that to let you know that even for me, making sure that I am intentional about pausing, like I encourage you to do, reflect, breathe, give yourself compassion, make space for yourself, like say no, set boundaries. I'm still working on the boundaries, y'all. God ain't through with me yet. But that's me. I'm literally telling myself the exact same thing. So that, very long story short, is why there was no post about Haiti and there was no post about National Relaxation Day, because I had to step away from my laptop. I had to step away from researching and reading and, you know, work, get out of that work mode, because I do not want to burn myself out. How can I burn myself out? And I'm trying to encourage Black women across the country to take care of themselves. Like make it make sense. It doesn't. It doesn't make sense. All right. And then the third thing, and I promise I'm going to get on with today's topic, is I just wanted to shout out, there had been a few more reviews that had gotten on iTunes, and I just wanted to, first of all, acknowledge them, and second of all, I wanted to say thank you. Thank you so much for leaving me the positive notes, because they really pour into my spirit, and they let me know that I am, I'm making a difference, no matter how small. Like, anything that we do, no matter how small, it can be impactful. And so I'm just so thankful for that. So I'm not sure if I mentioned these before, but I'll just go with the last three. Okay. The last three. So I had one from Beautiful Brown Baby Doll. They said, I need this podcast. Good podcast. I need that. I need this podcast. Thank you so much. I think it's Froggy29K said, thank you. I just came across this podcast a couple of days ago and I've already cried 3 times. You touch on a lot of things that resonate with my life and what I'm going through right now as a young 22-year-old Black woman. I also love that you incorporate God in your episodes, a relationship that I'm currently working on. Keep doing you, and thank you for blessing us with your thoughts and words. And then I'll just read one more. From All Things Brittany J, she says, amen, or they say amen, all of this. Found your channel today while I was desiring to connect to something new. Listen to the Quitters episode, and your message was spot on. Bravo, and happy birthday. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. For anyone that has ever left a review, I greatly appreciate you. Okay, I'm going to do my best to start doing more shout-outs, so thank you so much. All right, now, with that said, excuse me, let's go ahead and get into today's episode. Again, I'm going to be just sharing a little bit, and I just ask that you not judge me, because this is my truth. And it is going to sound a little funny, but this is my truth. So it is what it is. But so I will tell you that I knew that I was in trouble. I mean, there were a lot of times I knew I was in trouble, but it really hit home when I was like, you know what? I would prefer to have surgery than go into work. Like, there were 3 times in my life where I had to have surgery, and I was so excited to have surgery, because it meant at least 4 to 6 weeks off of work. Like, there were even times I was, like, considering, like, what can I have surgery on? Like, you know that's bad when you're like, what surgery do I need? Is there any surgery that I need? Let me think about this. Because you don't want to go into a place where you shouldn't be in the first place. It's because it's not for you, okay? So you just go and you just do this whole avoidance thing. So remember the 3 surgeries. One was when I had my fibroids removed, and that, oh my God, that surgery was a doozy. We'll talk about that on another episode. I don't know why I'm so stuttery right now. I think I'm talking too fast, so bear with me. But yeah, I had to have fibroids removed, and when the doctor got all up in there, she was like, girl, Molly, you in danger, girl. Like, it was a whole situation where I ended up being hospitalized and had to have a blood transfusion. Like, things just went way left. And another time I had surgery was when I had my gallbladder removed, which I'm regretting that surgery. And then I had another surgery, but I can't think of what it was. So I've had at least 2 or 3 surgeries. And I was just like, when I found out I had to have them, most people, when they find out that they've got something going on in their body and they have to have surgery, they would be like, oh, this is not good. You know, my health. Like, that's what you're thinking about, my health. I was thinking about, yes, I don't have to go to work. And I would just be so excited. I'm embarrassed to say this, but this is my truth, right? This is my truth. Like, I was just totally into just, like, this pattern of avoidance. And I know I'm not the only one, all right? Now, I know I talk about, like, my career and my jobs and stuff, but I'm not the only person that their go-to is, like, avoidance, or at least it was avoidance, because some of us, we stick around in lousy relationships longer than any normal human being should, and we pretend that everything is okay. Some of us are lying to ourselves or to other people to avoid conflict and to get out of quote-unquote trouble. Let me tell you something. This is embarrassing, but I'm gonna tell you anyway. I remember when I was in my 20s, I told my job one time that, well, first of all, one time I lied and I said I had food poisoning because I did not want to go to work. I know, that is so terrible. Another time I lied was I told them people at my job, and I know they knew I was lying, okay? I told them, this is embarrassing. Okay. I told them that I have found a baby on a bus. God, this is terrible. I know, this is terrible. I told them that I have found a baby on the bus and I had to wait for the police to come. I cannot believe it. And had they asked me for the police report, dummy, I would have been in trouble. But I know they knew I was lying anyway. But the whole thing was I was just like in this place of avoidance. I was in a place where I would rather lie to myself or to my employer, or, you know, be so excited to have surgery, which meant I would be out of work for, on average, maybe 6 weeks or so. That is how, like, ridiculous it was for me just to do this whole not addressing issues head on. I was excited to have surgery. And you know how painful, like when I had that fibroid surgery, girl, like my stomach, oh my gosh, that was like some of the worst pain I have ever felt in my life. If you've never had surgery, like in your stomach area, girl, consider yourself, I mean, not lucky, because I don't know, but that was just a trip. But, long story short, avoidance for me, it just meant like I just refused to acknowledge the elephant in the room. And instead, I would find something else to focus on. Like, oh, yeah, I got to have surgery. And oh, the third surgery was I had a breast reduction. How I forgot that, I do not know. But I had breast reduction surgery when I was in my maybe 20s. And that was another way that I got off of work. And I was so happy about that. but it was like, I would prefer to have surgery instead of address issues like head on. And it's because I didn't like my reality. I didn't like my truth. But you know, what was crazy was that, and I'm here to tell you, like, if you are anything like I was and you're like just doing your best to avoid conflict, avoid, you know, addressing issues head on and letting the chips fall where they may, but just still like honoring yourself and your truth and where you are in this season, like those problems, they're not going to disappear, girl.
I know you love this podcast, but if you've been on the hunt for other unapologetically Black podcasts to listen to, I want to invite you to give Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR a listen. They featured an episode of It's Been a Minute, and it was with Tracee Ellis Ross, and it was like a breath of fresh air for me. She touched upon her work, which of course includes Girlfriends, and we know the legacy of that show and also how that dynamic specifically between Joan and Tony still has a huge impact on Black culture. But it gave me room to reflect not only about the ways I am in community with Black women, but also how I am being in relationship with myself. NPR's episodes, they just hit differently. So NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes that celebrate the Black experience, from the It's Been a Minute episode with Tracee Ellis Ross to the Code Switch episode on the women behind the Montgomery bus boycott. These episodes are rooted in our richness and our history that we will not allow to be erased or marginalized. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
One of my favorite memories as a little girl was when I went to the beach. Seeing the ocean waves, smelling the salty air, and feeling the sun on my skin was pure radical joy. Now, certain scents like Osea's Andaria Algae Body Oil will instantly trigger those feel-good memories because it literally smells like summer in a bottle. Inside, you'll find blissful notes of lime, grapefruit, cypress, mango, and mandarin. The scent is so divine that I cannot help but to smell myself randomly throughout the day. And when I use it after a shower, my skin is glowy, soft, and smooth. I've talked about Osea many times, and there's a reason for that. It is a clean, soothing part of my maintenance routine, one that I refuse to be without. I absolutely adore Osea. Get healthy glowing skin for summer with clean vegan skin and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code SELFCARE at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code SELFCARE for 10% off.
Hair care is not one size fits all. At the beginning of my natural journey back in the 2000s, I remember feeling so frustrated because at the time there weren't many brands even acknowledging type 4 hair. So you had to search high and low for products that even worked. Having a great hair day is possible thanks to Way. My hair is dense with fine strands and it's super kinky, coily, and dry. Found out that part of the dryness was because my conditioner had to fight its way through buildup and hard water. If this sounds like you, you have got to add Way's Detox Shampoo to your rotation. It brought my hair back to life and now it's forever a must-have. Another must-have for me is Way's Hair Oil. So once my wash and go is dry, I love to fluff and scrunch with Way's Hair Oil and it makes it feel softer and healthier. You want more volume? Way has a shampoo and conditioner for that. More moisture? They got a shampoo and conditioner for that too. Spend less time guessing and more time rocking a great hair day with Way Hair Care. Wash your way to healthier hair with shampoos and conditioners made just for you. Go to theouai.com and use code SELFCARE for 15% off your entire purchase. That's theouai.com, code SELFCARE.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but take it from me, someone who would just like rather, I don't even know what I would rather do instead of facing something head on, you know, when I was younger and in my 30s and in my 40s in some cases. Like, I would just rather do something, anything else than address an issue head on. That's just how it was for me. I didn't like my truth. But the problems, like I said, they don't disappear. They do, girl, the problems, they not gonna go away. They're not going to go away. So if you think you have anxiety about something now, and so you're like, okay, I'm just going to put this off. That's like, for example, if you're behind in your bills right now and you're like, oh, my credit card bill is due today. But I don't have the money for it, girl. So I'm not going to open that bill because I don't have the money for it. So I'm going to go clean the bathroom or I'm going to go call somebody. Or do my hair. I'm going to do something else. And I'll think about it another time. But it's like, by the time you get back to it, you know what I'm saying? Now you got like interest fees and you got folks calling your phone and blowing you up. And it just compounds. You know what I'm saying? It compounds the issue. And if you are someone who has dealt with anxiety, you know, it's like your anxiety can go from like a 2 to a 6 or a 2 to a 10. You know what I'm saying? It just escalates that issue, escalates that anxiety that you might have because we're not in a place where we're able to cope with addressing situations head on. Like my coping skills, OMG, like non-existent, invisible, wasn't happening. And I think that's why I also had I had stomach issues too. I've kind of talked about that here on the podcast, but I would have stomach issues because I wasn't addressing issues. I wasn't saying things. I was just stuffing it inside and pretending that everything was okay. But inside I would just be like seething. I would be angry or sad or hurt or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But I would just not necessarily say anything. I wouldn't say anything. I would just sweep stuff under the rug. And then the problem would just keep getting compounded until it would manifest in some way. I'm going to tell you that right now. You might be avoiding it in the short term, but I have come to learn, baby, let me tell you, that those problems, they can definitely grow larger and manifest and sometimes quickly. So I know it can be hard to address things, and it's sometimes easier to just kind of avoid and think that that's the best way to cope with things. But from my personal experience, you know, and you do what you want and take my advice with a grain of salt, of course, but from my personal experience, like, that's just not, it's just not the way. And I would suggest, like, if it's like extreme, you know what I mean, then I would definitely talk to like a therapist or a counselor, right? And they can help you to get some coping skills and figure out some ways to kind of work through some of those challenges. Because what I give you here, I mean, obviously this is not therapy. I'm not a therapist. I'm just sharing, you know, based on my personal experience, right? And so, you know, three things that I feel like kind of helped me move beyond that place, if that makes any sense, is the first thing that I had to do is I had to confront the issue. I just had to confront the issue so that I can find out if what I was thinking was true really was true, right? Because sometimes we'll make something our truth, but realistically, it's honestly not even the truth. I'll give you a perfect example. So let's take my job, for example. When my daughter was young and I had to go to work, I was resentful. I was so resentful. I was a single mom. I wasn't getting child support at that time. Or if I was, I mean, it wasn't a lot. So I was doing everything by myself. And I had to work. And I'm taking my daughter, you know, to daycare. Or, yeah, I think it was daycare at that time. And rushing off to work. Or I would take her to preschool or whatever. And I have to rush off to work, you know. And I would see mothers outside walking their kids to school. And I'm like, damn it. That is not fair that these people get to leisurely walk their kids to school. Okay. And I got to go to work. And there it's 7 o'clock in the morning and they have the luxury of walking their kids to school. So their lives must be perfect. Clearly they're rich. And they can just do whatever they want to do. And I'm stuck here doing everything by myself. And I would wish I could walk my daughter to school. But I have to drive her to school. And I've got to drive to work. That is how I used to think. I would be so envious of those women walking their kids to school. But the truth of the matter is, I didn't know nothing about those women. Not a near, not a thing. First of all, how do I even know that those were their kids? They could have been like the nanny or something, right? Second of all, how do I even know they had a car? What if they didn't have a car and they had to walk to schools? They had to leave their home early just to walk their kids to school on time. I mean, I didn't really know what was going on with those people. But I made an assumption, a story in my mind to kind of justify this resentment instead of me like addressing the real issue head on, right? So I wanted to make you mindful of that sometimes what we think is truth is just a story that we've concocted, and we really don't know what the truth is in that situation. I thought everyone had a perfect life but me, you know. Everyone else had a perfect life for me, but that just wasn't true. And then the second thing that I had to confront as far as like find out if this is your truth is I felt like I was stuck. I felt like I was stuck, which ultimately came down to what I would tell myself, you know, you're stuck. I believe that about myself. You're stuck. You're not going to be able to do anything. You're a single mom. You don't have a degree. This is the best job you're ever going to get. You're never going to be able to support yourself in any other way. This is the best money you'll ever get. You know, just telling myself all these crazy, critical, terrible zero growth mindset. Like, there was no growth mindset, right? Zero self-love. Everything was harsh and critical. Like, I'm just telling myself these things. And I'm like, I was believing it. I was making that my truth. I was making that my truth. And it wasn't the truth. So that's what I'm saying. The first thing that I had to do was really think about this. Like, what am I telling myself? What stories am I creating? And is this real? Or is this something that I'm doing to kind of like avoid what's really going on? Right? So then the second thing I would say is I had to forgive myself. I had to forgive myself because the way that I was feeling, the things that I was telling myself, it wasn't intentional. I think a part of it was maybe me just trying to protect myself in an odd way, which doesn't even sound like that would be the case, because how can you be like protecting yourself when you're just being so harsh and critical, right? But I think that was a form of protection. But at the end of the day, it wasn't intentional. I just didn't know how to cope. I didn't know how to kind of like really take a look at the situation for what it was. I had like zero coping skills. I just, you know, figured all these things were true, and I figured I had to stick with it. And so again, I had to forgive myself for just coming down so hard and believing these terrible things about my situation and about myself. But forgiving myself so that I was able to just like not keep harping on it. I was able to move on once I was able to forgive. And sometimes we need to do that. We need to be able to get to a place where we've experienced what we experienced. And maybe we did some things out of just old trauma, old triggers. You know what I'm saying? And so we really need to have some compassion for ourselves and forgive ourselves, right? In certain situations. Because sometimes we do cause the challenges that we have. And don't come for me, because I'm not saying that we cause every challenge that we have. I'm not saying that at all. But for me, okay, for me, I'm emphasizing me, I had to be real with myself and understand that there was healing that was necessary. Because again, I was going through these loops, certain cycles, certain loops, like over and over and over again. And I didn't understand why. I didn't realize why I kept experiencing certain things. And it was because of my mindset. Again, I'm not saying that's the case for every situation, okay? So please do not come for me. I'm just saying, this is what I experienced when it came to certain scenarios in my existence, right? And so I had to forgive myself for those situations. I would say the third thing is I had to become okay with the unknown. You know, like that song from Frozen 2, Into the Unknown. That is one of my favorite Disney songs. Not that you asked. But, you know, I had to be okay with the unknown. Like, once I forgave myself and really sat and thought about, and this took years, okay? I'm not ashamed to admit that it took years to get to certain realizations. But once I really figured out what I was trying to avoid and why, and figured out what I really wanted, you know, and figured out what my true, like what my why was and what I really wanted, and I was able to start releasing some stuff and working on some triggers and really like starting that and really like healing and working on myself and loving myself and wanting better for myself and realizing how amazing I am and that I could have the things that I wanted and live the type of life, like I could do all those things, you know what I mean? But I had to be okay with the unknown. Like, in other words, Like, take for example, when I quit my job in September of 2019, that was like literally almost 2 years ago. In my mind, I had things set up, you know, like, oh, this is going to happen. I'm going to do this. And oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, you make a plan, right, as best as you can, but with the understanding that that plan can anything can happen with that plan. God may have something completely different in store for you. Life can go a completely different direction. So you can start out on that journey, but your direction might change. And you may end up going down a different path than what you initially thought. And you have to be okay with that. You have to be able to release. Just expectations to a certain extent, if that makes any sense, and just understand that for me it was really about just understanding that God had my back, that he had me, and that I was gonna be okay with even though I could only see a couple of steps ahead down the path. I couldn't see like the whole trail or the whole entire path ahead of me. Like I could see maybe up to about a quarter of a mile of the path, but the rest of the journey was just like hazy and foggy. You know what I'm saying? I had to be okay with, you know, moving forward and not knowing all, like how all the pieces of the puzzle were going to fit and what the ultimate picture was going to be, if that makes any sense. So again, it was for me like confronting or like finding out, really confronting and finding out what my truth was, forgiving myself, and then just being okay with the unknown. Just being okay with the unknown. I know that sounds super scary, but I had to think, like, if I don't make a change, if I don't start confronting things head on and stop trying to avoid every situation that makes me uncomfortable, if I don't start walking by faith and not by sight, if I don't start owning and honoring my truth, myself, my spirit, if I don't, and this one's like a bonus one, if I don't start seeking God and listening for his direction, like, and stop holding on to things out of fear, even if it meant avoiding, you know, and being miserable, like, there was just so much work that I had to do, and so much that I had to release. So I'm not saying that I do it all perfectly now, because I don't, but I'm in a place now where I can really think through things. I can really sit and ask myself, really, what's going on now? Is that the truth? Or am I avoiding something? What am I avoiding? What's the real work here? What's on the other side of that work? What's on the other side of stepping up to the plate? What's on the other side of getting uncomfortable and addressing things head on and really looking at them for what they are and seeing where I can shift and pivot if necessary? Like, that's when things really started to change in my life. So yes, I am the chick that looked forward to surgeries and was excited for them because I knew it would take time off of work and I can just leave it all behind, leave all my work cares behind and say bye, suckas. But then when I would come back to my desk in like 6 weeks, 8 weeks, whatever the time frame was, it was still there looking me in the face. And sometimes, and it would be cool. I would be cool for like a week and then I would just be right back into the same rhythms, same challenges, same frustrations, same resentment. You know what I'm saying? So I really had to make some changes. I really had to make some changes. So I hope that by me sharing this with you, you're able to kind of do some reflecting on your own and see where you are with certain situations. And if there's any pivots needed, if there's any truths you need to kind of take a look at, I'm saying truths with quotation marks, but if there's any truth that you need to take a look at and kind of address head on, and if there's any areas where you can show yourself some forgiveness and grace, you know what I'm saying? And then see what areas God may be calling you into that are a bit of an unknown, a bit of uncertainty going on, where you might have to increase your faith just a little bit so that you can keep moving forward. Well, that is it for this week's episode. I appreciate you pressing play, like I said, and listening and being a part of this conversation that we're having, even though you're not saying anything necessarily that I can hear right now. But I always imagine that I'm talking to a group of women and we're just having these conversations, but they just happen to be in podcast form. You can always reach me at connect@browngirlselfcare.com. I will do my best to email you back. I do have some emails that I need to address from the last week or two, and I'm getting to them as quickly as I can. But just know that I appreciate your support. I appreciate how you support Brown Girl Self-Care and this movement that we are building. And I'm just very blessed and thankful that you're here. So with that said, I hope that you have an incredible week. And I cannot wait to see you on the next episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast next Monday.